Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Karitzus Daf Chaf Hey, Karitzus 25. Today's Daf Yomi, our Mishnah has a dispute, a three-way dispute, which actually is a profound dispute about repentance and guilt that a person feels. So our Mishnah is discussing a Karban Asham Tovoy. An Asham Tovoy is typically an offering that's brought if a person is not sure if they've committed an infraction, which would normally be liable for a sin offering. So Rabbi Elazar says, "Misnadev Adam Asham Tovoy b'chol yom b'chol eish sheyirtza." Rabbi Elazar's other position: a person can indeed bring, and this Asham Tovoy, this guilt offering, b'chol yom, every single day, b'chol eish sheyirtza, whenever they want, even if they have no real concern that they sinned, even if they don't have a doubt about whether or not they did the sin, they could still bring this offering every single day. And the Mishnah says that Huaya Nikra Asham Chasidim, that this offering that a person brings every single day is indeed called an Asham Chasidim. It's gonna be called the guilt offering of the pious. So that's Rabbi Eliezer's position. Amru Alav Al Baba Ben Buta, they said about Baba Ben Buta, Shahaya Misnadev Asham Tovoy B'chol Yom, every single day he would bring this Asham Tovoy, every single day of the year. He held like Rabbi Eliezer, every single day of the year he would bring this guilt offering, this tentative guilt offering. He's not sure if he did the sin, and so therefore he would bring an offering every single day. Chutz mi'achar Yom Kippurim Yom Echad, except for one day after Yom Kippur. The day after Yom Kippur, he wouldn't bring it. And presumably the reason is that he assumed that Yom Kippur he atoned for all sins. So that's the one day he knew he had nothing to atone for. So Baba Ben Buta said, Hama'on Azev, which is like an oath that refers to the temple. He's swearing by the temple. If they would allow me, if the sages would allow me, I would even bring this tentative guilt offering even today. Ella Omrimli, but the rabbis say to me, Hamtein Achetikanes Labesa Safik. They say, wait until you at least come into a doubt. And so since there's no doubt, therefore, don't bring it today. And so we see from here that they said that you can only bring the Asham Tovoy. This is the second position in the Mishnah. The first position is Rabbi Eliezer. He says you can bring it whenever you want. The second position is a position of Rabbi Eliezer, of the people who argue with Baba Ben Buta. They said you can only bring it when there's a possibility that you sinned. But you can't bring it when there's no possibility that you sinned, because Yom Kippur atoned for all your sins, and you don't have to be concerned that you sinned and are required to bring it. And then comes along the position of the Chachamim, and the Chachamim say, no, Eimei V'Asham Tovoy Ela Al Shezidono Kareis V'Shigaso Chatas. No, the Chachamim say you only bring the Asham Tovoy if it was a sin, such a severe sin, and you're not sure if you committed it, where if you had done it intentionally, you would be getting this penalty of kares, and if you did it accidentally, you would be getting the punishment of having to bring a chata. So we see that there are three positions in our Mishnah. There's a position of Rabbi Elazar and Baba Babuta, that you could bring the Asham Tovoy even if there is no concern at all that you sinned. Whereas the sages say to Baba Babuta that they think that no, you can only bring it if there's a possibility that you sinned. And then there's the position of the Chachamim that only if there's a real doubt, that you have some reason to doubt why you committed the sin, and only under those circumstances are you able to bring this Asham Tovoy. So this concept, it's a very, very deep concept. The first thing I want to point out is that it's called, if you bring the Asham Tovoy, it's called the Asham Chasidim. It's called the guilt offering of the pious. Why is it called the Asham Chasidim? So the Chasidim say, because what's the main essence of a Chasid? That not only that he should never think that his actions are completely good, and so therefore he should never think in his mind to say I'm a chassid, I'm pious, and so all he has to always consider himself that maybe there's a possibility that he's sinned. He's always looking to improve all the time, and so therefore for this reason he's always looking to going deeper and deeper. And that's why Baba Ben Buta and Rabbi Elazar were saying that you could bring it every day, because every day you have to say, oh, did I sin today? Is this a day in which I sinned? And so therefore that's why it's called the Asham Chasidim, because the chassid is not the person who says he's pious. The chassid is the person who says, oh, maybe I'm not pious. So that's the explanation that's brought down by the Chasidim. The another idea that's recorded by the Imre Emes The Gera Rebbe, the Imri Emes, says, he quotes the parasha of Asham Tohoi, and he says, what does it mean when we say that, we say about a passage of Asham Tohoi, it says in Leviticus chapter 5, verse 17, if a soul will sin, v'lo yadava Hashem, and he will not know if he sinned. So about this, every Rabbeinu Yonah brings down that we see from here Yirah Shamayim. We see the essence of fear of Hashem, to be concerned about the possibility of sin, because really there is an onish. The punishment for a suffek is for an unsure if you sinned is more than a chatas, because an asham is. Chatas is only about danka, and an asham is beis sela. So therefore, the asham is actually costs more. And so we also see from here the position of Rabbi Eliezer, who says that every day he would bring it, and that's called an asham chasidim, because every day there's a doubt in a person that a person is concerned that maybe he wasn't safe in the possibility of sin. And so therefore, we need to every day accept upon ourselves the yoke of the burden of heaven, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world every day in us needs to be created the spirit of looking through ourselves and returning. And so therefore, even if a person doesn't know for sure that they sinned, or he doesn't even have it, we say that he's allowed to do it, which is incredible, because we say we don't have to be concerned that it's bringing chulin into the courtyard, which is a tremendous sin. We say you're allowed to do it because it's the essence of religion to always be looking within ourselves and seeing, should we be improving.